Welcome to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and as always, we're here together working on our financial IQ, working on improving it. Total Wealth Academy is an educational mentoring program for real estate investors. People come to us who want to learn how to build a second stream of income with real estate, and we teach them everything from single family homes to small apartments, 500 unit apartments, self-storage, mobile home parks, RV parks, strip shopping centers. We're investing in real estate that produces cash flow, and we end up living off of that cash flow, that second stream of income. As you know, though, a lot of people keep their job, so they actually have two streams of income, their earned income from their job and their passive income from their real estate. And this seems to be the only business model that's actually working in the United States. When you look at the statistic that by age 65, 95% of Americans fail to retire, 30% are dead. You know, everybody's planning for this wonderful retirement and how great it's going to be. The golden years, it's bogus. You know, 30% are dead by then. Then what is that? Another 65% can't retire, or if they do retire, they're depending on the government or they're a burden on their kids. It doesn't work. So what we did was we studied the 5% that do retire successfully and found out, guess what? Almost all of them had second streams of income, and 70% of those used real estate to build that second stream of income. I was doing an interview last Monday with Frank McKinney, and he said something that just, I knew it was true, but he said it so candidly and so honestly that I think it blew people away, because I got a lot of emails about it. He goes, yeah, I was in Palm Springs, Florida, you know, Ferrari on every street corner. And so what he did is he said, I want to hang out with rich people and pick their brains. So he became first, I think it was a tennis pro. And he started teaching these men and women who were so rich that they were playing tennis, you know, at 11 in the morning, 10 in the morning, and 2 in the afternoon. And he would pick their brains. Then he became a golf pro, and he would pick their brains on the course. And he said, but here's what he noticed, whether they were an attorney, an executive, or what, their stories always ended with, I bought a bunch of real estate. That's how they got rich. And that's how you can get rich too. Again, it's 70% of the millionaires in the United States use real estate as their main vehicle. So what I want to do in this first segment is do an annoying but friendly reminder. And that is, 2021 is gone. And ask you to ask yourself a couple of questions. Are you in a better financial position? And I'm talking about remarkably, not just I'm doing better because 2020 was COVID. Are you in a better financial position than you were a year ago? Or are you in the same financial position or worse? And I got to tell you, because of inflation, if you're in the same financial position that you were in a year ago, you're actually in a worse financial position than you were a year ago. You've got to be growing every single year. The next question you want to ask is, if I keep doing what I'm doing, will I be in a better financial position at the end of next year, 2022? And that's the troubling, annoying question. Because for most people, they realize, if I keep doing what I'm doing, I'm going to keep getting what I'm getting and nothing more. And I believe it was Zig Ziglar that said that. If you keep doing what you're doing, you'll keep getting what you're getting and nothing more. And then the third question. If you have negative answers to the first two questions, what are you going to do differently in 2022? You want a different result at the end, in December of 2022. You want to be listening to this show and be able to say, yes, I'm in a better financial position than I was a year ago. Okay? To be able to do that, you have to do something different than what you're doing now. If you think your corporation, the people you work for, are going to change your financial position, unfortunately, that's not true. If you think the government is going to do something to change your financial position, unfortunately, that's not true either. Only one person has the ability to change your financial position, and that one person is you. So the question again, what are you going to do differently in 2022? So let me give you my path for 2022. I'll probably invest about $30,000 in continuing education. I'm not telling you have to spend that much. But if you're not spending a couple grand a year to educate yourself, you're really missing what so many people have told you in books, seminars, and things like that. See, if you're not growing, you're the opposite, which is called stagnating. And what do we know about stagnant water? Can you drink it? Is it good for you? No, it will kill you. Stagnation equals death. It's a very, very slow death too. Remember this. If you don't read nonfiction books, you're getting dumber every year. Nonfiction books. Think about it. Does your memory get better or worse as you get older? It gets worse. So if you're not pumping new data, new information into your brain every year, you're forgetting stuff you knew in the past, so you're actually getting dumber. Most 55-year-olds in the United States are dumb as rocks. They haven't read, 70% of them have not read a nonfiction book since high school or college. They're dumber than they were at 22. All right, we'll talk a little bit more about this when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. This is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about or thinking about the fact that 2021 is over. You know, another year has gone, and it's the time when we reflect and we ask questions like, you know, am I in a better financial position than I was a year ago? And really, you should do this for all aspects of your life. You should ask, you know, am I in better physical condition than I was a year ago? Is my romance better than it was a year ago? Is my contribution to the community better than it was a year ago? You know, you look at, kind of evaluate every part of your life all at once and start thinking about what you're going to do differently in 2022. So I was about to give you, you know, what my goals are education-wise in 2022. I intend to go with Gary Vaynerchuk. I think that program's 10 or 12,000 to spend 3 days with him. I'll probably go see Grant Cardone for a week. I think that's 15. So there's the two big ones that I'm going to do in 2022. You don't have to do those giant ones. It could be a $28 book or a $20 audio download. But what are you going to do differently? If you don't change yourself, nothing else in your life will change. So the focus needs to be on self-development. Because before you can have more money in your life, you have to become more as a human being. It's not just going to come to someone who doesn't read, doesn't study. And I know some of you say, well, some people win the lottery or whatever. I'm not talking about that, that one out of a billion chance. I'm talking about real change, real results that anybody can get. It comes down to improving who you are as a human being. Now, this one sounds weird because we're so conditioned to think that rich people are evil, they're bad people. I heard one billionaire say, you got to be ruthless to succeed. The guy's so far off, it's ridiculous. We're conditioned to think that wealthy people are bad. But I am telling you, I happen to have, I don't know how many millionaires and a couple of billionaires in my phone. These are the nicest, kindest. A lot of them are hardworking. Some of them don't work, so I got to be careful how I say that. They're just outstanding individuals. Outstanding. I'll pick on Devin Elder. Devin Elder is a sponsor or syndicator at Total Wealth Academy. This guy's relationship with his children is phenomenal. Phenomenal. His relationship with his wife, phenomenal. His fitness, he's in perfect shape. You know, it just, he's the full package. And his deals rock. The idea that scumbags get ahead by cheating, stealing, no, it's just not true. It may have been true 100 years ago, but with technology, with the way the world is now, it's very difficult to succeed and be a douchebag. It's not going to happen except in rare, rare extreme cases. And then they end up in jail. So they really don't win. It's kind of like a temporary win. It's a facade. It's a house of cards. Eventually, it gets knocked over. The cards get knocked over and they end up in trouble. The people who I see succeed from age 20 to 85, 95, whatever, they're genuinely good, balanced people. They care about other people. They go out of their way to help and serve other people. A billionaire promised me his phone number and left the meeting without giving me his phone number. An hour later, he came back to the meeting, walked in, and said, "Steve, I forgot to give you my phone number, so I came back," and gave me his phone number. When Robert Martinez, another syndicator, highly successful syndicator at Total Wealth Academy, met Gary Vaynerchuk, they were standing in the rain. Vaynerchuk talked to him for like 30 minutes in the rain about his goals and what he was trying to do with his life. The theory that wealthy people are evil or bad is just, it's the exact opposite. The people who I see failing at life are the mean people, the insecure people, the greedy people. They're the ones struggling. They just don't make it. But the people who I see who have the family, have the romance, have the fitness, and have the money, they're just high quality, caring people. And every one of them spends thousands of dollars a year on self-development. You know, a lot of you would look at Devin and go, "Well, the guy's perfect. Why does he need to continue studying?" I'm telling you, you do. Because you forget stuff. Your brain is not perfect. You have to constantly be re-educating it, reinforcing it, and building up your mind. And remember, those are two different things. Brain and mind are two different things. Your brain helps you survive and nothing more. And it's your mind, what you do when you control your brain and use it as a tool. Your mind is what makes you thrive in life. It's what pushes you beyond just survival. I guess an easy example is if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you're a brain-based person. Because the brain will only take you to survival. If you're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, you're building wealth, you've got positive cash flow, you're a mind-based person. Because the mind is the only one of the two that can take you to thriving. And you got to constantly be building that mind, reinforcing it. You know the old phrase, you don't use it, you lose it? Your brain is that way. If you're working your mind and brain together, and you don't constantly educate yourself, reread the great books, re-listen to the great books, go to seminars, go to workshops, you're stagnating and your brain is losing its memory over time, unfortunately. So it is so important for you to have a plan for 2022 to change that, if I'm talking to you. If you're that 70% that, and really, I guess I'm talking to everybody because there's really no limit to it. I mean, I'm trying to think of who else I could use as an example. Devin is probably a great example. Oh, Bruce Peterson, another syndicator at Total Wealth Academy, constantly reading, constantly attending seminars. And the guy's financially independent. Pretty darn wealthy, great guy, but he's just constantly improving. And that's what you've got to have. So let's keep it on the small scale, and I'll make some suggestions for what you should do in 2022. I would set the goal, and I'm keeping this small. You can go, no, I'm going to do double that, Steve. Man, I'll give you a hug. Do it. Read 4 nonfiction books next year. That's just one every 3 months. Read 4 nonfiction books next year. Listen to at least 4 nonfiction books. Attend at least 4 seminars on whatever you're trying to do. I suggest seminars on passive investing like ours. Become a master of passive investing. And those courses, our course is only $500. I think there's a couple of really good ones that are like $895, $1,000. They're not outrageous, not for the material that you get. So that might be a goal. I'm going to spend $3,000 this year on continuing education. That may be a little much for you, maybe not enough for you, but spend something. Buy this information. Get it in your head. All right, we'll talk more after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Christmas bells are ringing.
Do you dream of a better life for you and your family? Do you want more time with the family? Would you like to be less dependent on a job for your income? Would you like to travel more? The solution is simple. Build a second stream of income. We can show you how. We are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. To reserve a seat, visit gettotalwealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's gettotalwealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're really, I intended to spend like one segment on it, but here we are going into the third segment, and I guess it's just so important to me because you have to understand that when I grew up in a poor to middle-class family. I think they eventually made it to middle class, but they retired broke. I had to take care of them. Do not mind. Was totally happy to do it. But they didn't like it. I could see it in my mother's eyes. She did not like me having to take care of her. It was painful. She lived with massive regret. So for me, with so many misunderstandings about money and about life at age, we'll go back to age 18. I am not exaggerating when I say I was the most insecure, fearful, financial idiot that I've ever consulted. You know, people come to me and they go, I'm dumb. I don't know anything about money. And I'm like, you know more than I did. I've never met anybody that had so many misconceptions about wealth, about money, and about life as I did. Now, I'm sure they're out there, and I may be being a little hard on myself, but I'm telling you, it was painful. Every day, I was insecure about money. I was insecure about women. I was insecure, you name it. Then I started reading. And all that changed. So for me, books and education are everything. I mean, I grew up around people who were also violently insecure, violently broke, if that even makes sense. Everybody I knew was broke. Everybody I knew was insecure. Everybody I knew was in the same pain that I was. If I had not started reading, you know exactly where I'd be right now. You know exactly. What happened was a mentor of mine, Dan Tobel, pulled me in his office and he was talking about something, and I noticed he had a copy of Ben Franklin's autobiography on his desk. And he picked it up, and if you've ever seen his autobiography, it can't be more than 200, 250 pages. He goes, "Steve, man, you got to check this out. Do you know I can read this book in a week and get 84 years of life experience?" Ben Franklin lived to 84, and he was so excited to tell me this. Ben Franklin lived to 84. I don't have to trial and error it. I don't have to guess what to do. This guy was rich as stink. I just read his autobiography. I got 84 years experience in 1 week. I became an avid reader at that point. Before that, I probably read one nonfiction book a year. You know, at age 16, one of my mentors gave me a copy of one of Zig Ziglar's book. I think it was See You at the Top, something like that. And I read it. And that, of course, changed my life. I began to understand self-development. But I didn't really execute what I learned in that book until I was about 22, maybe just 20 or 21. And Dan Tobel explained what books are. They cut decades off of your learning experience. Decades off of your learning curve. See, most of you are trial and erroring it through life. If you don't read nonfiction books, you're trial and erroring it through life. You get a result, you analyze the result, and you try something different. You get a result, maybe it's still not the result you want, so you try something a little bit different. You just trial and erroring it through life. That is so ineffective because it steals your life. Steals it. The next thing you know, you're 55 and you're just now figuring it out. You don't have to do that. Go find someone who's 55 and read their book. And the next thing you know, at 21, you understand what 55-year-olds understand. And people who do not read or listen to books on CD do not get that benefit. They just trial and error their way through life, and time passes them by. So make it a point in 2022. This is my big sales pitch. Read 4 books. Listen to 4 books. Attend at least 4 workshops, seminars, boot camps on anything. Now make sure that some of those 12 things are passive income related. But you could say, man, I'm just bored with my marriage. Well, doggone it, read a book on marriage. I'm having trouble with my kids. Read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Dr. Stephen Covey. You'll solve that problem real quick. I'm not involved in my community the way I want. That may be a passive income question, because you don't have enough money or enough time, because you're working 60 hours a week, to really give back to the community. So then you need to read the books on building passive income so you have that extra income to contribute to the community or whatever charity that touches your heart. But read, listen, and if you say to me, I hate reading, I'm almost there with you. I would say that 80 to 90% of my education is either live, video, or audio. Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. So that's okay. Just make sure you're putting that data in your head. And make sure that you associate pain to stagnation. Get mad at yourself if you don't do something to grow in 2022. Get frustrated. And then take action. Give yourself some crap. Maybe it's your fitness too. There's great books out there on fitness. There's great books out there on marriage, on sex, on even community involvement. You know, there are specific strategies out there for staying involved in the community while benefiting your company, your self-employment. There's all kinds of great things. There's just thousands of books on every subject. Thousands. And like I said, in 1 week, you can get 84 years experience. No more trial and error. Just do it right the first time by educating yourself. So let's make 2022 your best year. Now, the funny thing is, if 2022 does turn out to be your best year, guess what 2023 will be? An even better year. I think it's called Kaizen or K-Zen. Constant improvement. And that's what happens when you start doing this stuff. Constant improvement. You need to be better at 55 than you were at 25. Not the opposite like everybody else, dumb as a rock at 55. And smarter at 25. And oh yeah, but just so I don't get this in an email, do not send me an email that says, I may not read nonfiction books, but I've got life experience. You're still broke. It was bad life experience. Don't brag about bad life experience. Hey, are you in the financial position you want to be in? No. But I got life experience. It was bad life experience. You goofed up. Don't brag about it. That's what, you know, now that I'm 57, I hang out with people my age group. It's like, oh, the stuff they say, you just want to throw up in your mouth. Sometimes it's like, I've got so much life experience. I'm this, I'm that. What's your passive income? I don't have any. Then you didn't do very well. That was bad life experience. All right, we got to go to break. We'll talk a little bit more about... Actually, I'm going to change the subject because I've got a few emailed questions here. Let's answer these emails when we come back from the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. You're listening to AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. Thanks for listening.
Are you tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. I'm sorry, I'm in the middle of reading an email. This is interesting. It's from a guy named Roman. By the way, if you've got a question for me, we're in the final segment of today's show, but if you want to give me a buzz, if you've got a question or maybe a suggestion for a book you want to share with the other listeners, I don't care. Anything you want to talk about, you give me a call, 281-558-5738. It should be related to building passive income with your real estate or self-improvement, something like that. Please no political calls or COVID calls or anything like that. Let's stay on at least that subject. Give me a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV, or email me It's asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. asksteve@totalwealthacademy.com. This is a short one. They're asking if we have a free sample class this week. Yes, it happens to be tonight. It is online only. Online only. We won't be doing live classes again until next week, a live free sample class until next week. But go to totalwealthacademy.com, totalwealthacademy.com, and just click on the free course. It's a bright yellow button in multiple places, but right there in the center of the front page. And you can reserve a seat for that. It's about an hour and a half long. And that's a real time. You're done and back to your life in about an hour and a half, less than an hour and a half. Okay, this next question that I was reading is about building a 1,500 square foot home. And Roman, that is a perfect little 322 rental property. You just want to make sure that it's in a $150,000 to $250,000 neighborhood and that you can build it and still get positive cash flow. I would say 6 months ago, 9 months ago, when all the material costs were through the roof, it was very difficult to build and get positive cash flow. So what a lot of people do, Roman, is they say, well, I'm building it brand new. I'll have no maintenance, so blah, blah, blah. It's going to be a super profitable deal. I have no maintenance for 5 or 6, 7 years. That is great, and that is true. But you still want to take out about 15, maybe even 20% of gross rent in reserve for maintenance till you get about 7,000 in reserve. I would keep about 7,000 in reserve per property. You don't have to have it the day you close the deal, but just work diligently at getting it up to that. Roman, you're going to hear me talk on the radio and say, I never did that. I just kept a bunch of credit cards. I had several hundred thousand dollars worth of credit cards, so I never kept a maintenance reserve. But that was my maintenance reserve, if that makes sense. But I'm not advising that. It worked for me. It can work for you. But put it in your numbers to make sure it has positive cash flow, even with, on a small house like this, 15%. So let's say it's a $1,500 a month rent. So that would be what, $325? Put 225% into the numbers and make sure it's still positive cash flow after doing so. And look at your cash on cash rate of return based on taking out that $225 as a reserve for maintenance. Now, Roman, if you say, well, I got 20, 30, couple of $20,000 credit cards, that's fine. But you make sure that the numbers work either way. I hope that makes sense. Let's see what else we got here. Yes. Okay, your question is, do you have companies at Total Wealth Academy that will do construction loans? Of course. And a question about grading. That one's above my pay grade. I do not have the answer to that. Water meter installation, septic. Ooh. You know, those septics are a pain in the butt, Roman. I would prefer, okay, the other lot is on sewer. Yeah, that's going to be a lot easier. I prefer the lot that's on city sewer as opposed to having to put in a septic system. But everything else in your email makes complete sense. The only thing I want to add is make sure in your cash flow analysis you include $225 for, or 15% of the rent for maintenance. All right. Phone lines are open, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to Katy, Texas, and talk to Jay. Jay, thanks a lot for calling in. How are you today?
Mr. Davis, very good. I got a couple of questions, and if you have a time, then I'll ask the second one. First one is, I made some investments in my 401k, and hopefully by January, I should be up about $500,000.
Okay.
If I were to invest that in multi-unit, money partner, just capital partner,
passive,
how much money one would earn monthly?
Well, at a 20% rate of return, that'd be about $100,000 a year. That'd be about $8,000 a month. And that would be just the basic passive investor rate of return. Now,
okay,
some of these deals are going to be much higher than that. So your average, your real number is going to be above that. But that's the safe thing to bet, Jay. And don't do anything that would harm you if you didn't get more than 8,000, but yeah, about 8,000 a month.
And then, if I were to, I'm pretty sure. Do you have a your club? Would, if I were to join, I can find investors who are looking for not lender, but a partner, a capital partner.
Absolutely, we have about 23 different sponsors that do everything from self storage to apartment complexes. And I recommend, Jay, that you do a little bit of each. Don't just go apartments. Don't just go self-storage, don't just go strip shopping centers, do a little bit of each.
With $500,000? You can do everything? You can do just a few things with $500,000?
Oh, yeah. You could do either 20, let's see, you could do 10 deals at $50,000 a piece. I would probably do 5 deals at $100,000 a piece. $100,000 into a self-storage, $100,000 into a couple of apartments, $100,000 in maybe a strip shopping center, and so on, till you get to get your 500 deployed.
And is it to do with my 401k while I have an active job?
No. If you've got an active job, are you married, Jay?
Yes, I am.
You have to do a thing called a quadro. And what you've got to do is give, this sounds funny when I say it the first time, but I teach this in the Saturday class. You've got to give your 401k to your wife. And then you can get the control of it away from your company and into your wife's control, and then invest passively with your 401k without tax or penalty.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Any other questions for now?
Second question I had, if you had a time, because I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Investment in a land. I was just wanting to buy a land for, like, you know, retirement. So eventually, you know, have like a mobile home or something just far out. Do you suggest any idea as far as, like, and I just, last caller, you mentioned a little bit about, or the last email you mentioned about, city septic is better or septic sewer is better. So any suggestions, or it doesn't matter right now? If I were to
Yeah,
that?
You, that's a personal question. In other words, that's for your joy and laughter and happiness. You want to find the perfect place, even if it is a septic system. Just know that a septic system can be problematic. So spend a little extra money to make sure that it's perfect. And you look for a place that is, and I'm not kidding, Jay, joy, laughter, happiness, you find that place. But remember, raw land is negative cash flow. So you really need to insure it. A lot of people don't. And of course, you're going to have your taxes. Now, some people, and I think you may have said this, they buy their retirement lot and put a mobile home on it. Lease it, the mobile home pays for itself, pays for the taxes, pays for the insurance, and then when they're ready to build, they just sell the mobile home and build their retirement home.
That was the plan I was thinking about, the mobile home.
Yeah,
or,
I like that idea, Jay.
Appreciate it. Hopefully see you soon. Thank you, sir.
All right, look forward to it. Take care, Jay. Yeah, the personal residence or a lot for your retirement home, you've got to really be, you've got to understand that's not an investment, it's an expense. But it's there to serve your family, so it's okay. But don't try to turn, you know, your home or your lot for your retirement home into an investment. It's an expense. Suck it up, enjoy it, be happy. All right, thanks everybody for listening. I'll be back tomorrow at 2.
been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day. We'll be right back.